Welcome to another edition of Mad Minds with Maul and G.
It's your boy Maul.
It's your boy G.
What's going on, bro?
Cancel culture. Let's talk about it.
Cancel culture. That's a touchy subject. What's your the good, the bad, or the ugly first?
I think it's good because you should be responsible for things that you say, things that you do. You should be responsible for, you know what I'm saying? If you out there calling people names because of their race or their gender or whatever, then, you know what I'm saying? That company that you work for, that you represent, because damn near all 9-to-5s tell you that you represent them when you out in public. Especially now that with social media.
That's a given.
So if you out representing them in that way, they need to know that. Mm-hmm. So that's why I say it's good, you know. It's bad because you're not able to express your opinion on anything.
Nothing.
If you're against whatever they're with, then you getting canceled. Denzel made a comment. I never read the full interview. See, that's what you have to do. When they report people comments, you got to read the whole or watch the whole interview.
Because they be misquoted.
They'll take it out of context and they'll take the parts that they want you to hear or whatever, but
and they do that on purpose.
He's supposed to say something. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
he said something about anybody who's down with the doing something to the police or something to that effect, that he not down with them or something. So they tried the little council thing. It was right around the time when his movie dropped. Just so happened it happened right around the time he dropped his movie. But they really wanted the black people to crucify him, you know what I mean, for saying something like that.
Yeah,
but just do your research, do your homework, go listen to the interview, read the interview, read the whole thing, listen to the whole thing. And, that, and you know what I'm saying? That's the ugly side of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because you see it and you really, it's no consistency.
Yeah.
If you want to put it, if you're being, you know, technical. It's no, because, you know, people pick and choose what they mad at any given day. It just changes. I think It's a good thing to an extent, because like you said, nobody can speak their mind. But if you speak in your mind in a negative way, you definitely should be held accountable.
Yeah.
Now, like you said, if you just disagree with something that somebody agrees with, that doesn't necessarily qualify for you to be canceled. That just means y'all disagreeing.
Well, they're going to cancel you, though. They're going to cancel you. If you're against them... And them is big. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Them is big. If you against them, then, hey, that social media is a battleground, man. It really is. It's a battleground on social media. You got to be with the establishment. Whoever that is, you got to be with them.
But like you said, you get canceled for saying something, and you get canceled for something that you didn't do.
You ain't even got to be a part of it.
Yeah, you ain't got to do nothing. Something, if you didn't do this, you get your name thrown out there or batter side. Like Kevin Hart, for example. He was chosen to host the Grammys or the something like that, and they told him he had to apologize for something he wrote on...
Oscars, I think.
Yeah, the Oscars. He had to apologize for something he wrote like 7, 8, 9 years ago that he already apologized for.
And he can't have an opinion.
Nah.
His opinion wasn't popular. If you have an unpopular opinion, you getting canceled. In the times we live in now, man, I'm gonna tell you something, and I'm not a hater, but this generation, and I love them to death, but this generation makes everything that we cherish bad. I'm telling you.
Explain.
And that's my opinion. The way we, you know, the way we like things to be. This generation, they ruin it all, man. They just ruin it all for us.
I think I know what you're talking about. You're talking about especially with this music, sports?
Music, with sports, with movies, with all of it. They just ruin it all, man. They just take the joy out of it all.
Because let them tell it, we got about 15 different GOATs in the same genres, the same... sports and, you know, what,
and I,
everything.
You know, I respect who you like, you know, because our people before us had people they like, people before them had people they like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we didn't make it you know what I'm saying, where they couldn't stand, you know, this generation make it where people don't even want to listen to music. Don't even want to give different things a try because of this generation.
I think they so quick to label them, to put a label on somebody.
Everything has a label in this generation.
I think the difference between our generation, what we grew up in, you had to prove yourself. You know what I'm saying? And a certain amount of time was passed, and you had to, you know, you had to do something.
Yeah.
I don't think you don't got to do nothing these days. You could do one thing, all of a sudden you a GOAT. You the best of all time. You the best who ever did it.
Yeah, you the best.
It's just like, you know, shout out to the baby. I love, was it? No, not the baby, Lil Baby. When he came out with the song about the Black Lives and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
He was labeled the GOAT. And everybody else
was
like,
he's the GOAT.
Yeah, he's the GOAT. He's the best to ever do it. And then I'm like, hold on, let me see what you're talking about. I'm like, he ain't talking about nothing.
He talking about nothing.
He had a 5-beat on it, and
that's it.
A good video.
That's what drawed everybody to it, the beat.
Because the beat. He wasn't talking about nothing.
Some of the lyrics he was saying, I ain't going to say too much. Well, why you going to talk about it if you ain't going to say too much? I don't get that when people do that, when they say, well, I ain't going to say everything. But don't say nothing. If it's not, or if you having a conversation and you got to keep saying allegedly, you shouldn't even be talking about it. If you got to keep saying allegedly, you shouldn't be talking about it.
Now, are they wrong for, but they ain't wrong for it.
But I respect the generation if they say Lil Baby's the GOAT. Hey, you can have that. But he's not the GOAT. But if you say he's the GOAT to you.
But, you know, if you saying that to somebody like us, you're going to have to tell me how.
They say Kobe should be on the logo. Why not Michael Jordan?
You're going to have to tell me how.
I don't understand how you skip over Michael Jordan.
That's disrespectful.
Yeah.
You just go straight to Kobe because he passed.
Same thing like with Nipsey.
They ride waves.
Nipsey, before he passed, he didn't have the best of record sales, but soon he passed, everybody became Nipsey fans.
He got nominated.
They buying all the music. Yeah, got nominated for awards and all kinds of stuff like that.
Nigga, man, that's one thing that I hate. I have nobody there to explain me how come every time somebody passed, a rapper, all of a sudden he labeled the GOAT. He got so many fans. Oh, yep. Nipsey this, Nipsey that. And I think a couple of rappers are speaking on that too.
Yeah,
just like I said the other day, when everybody come Bobby Spurs fans.
Exactly. And RIP Scarfo the Plug.
RIP to a young brother. Out of Atlanta.
Out of the east side, got killed today. Out in LA. Don't know the circumstances, but RIP to him. You gonna start seeing a lot his name everywhere. Watch.
What happened?
His name everywhere.
What happened when Juice WRLD passed away? He was a GOAT.
Yep. Was the GOAT.
I ain't never. How? Because he died? Because, I mean, it's a difference between, because you weren't saying that beforehand, right?
And that's why I say this generation, so like, that's the way they apply GOAT. If you die, you the GOAT. You can make one song and you die, you the GOAT. You can play in one championship and you die, you the GOAT. You came off the bench, but you the GOAT.
Listen. You the GOAT. What's the phrase that they use nowadays? You gotta give them their roses while they're here.
While they're here.
That's one of them things that, I don't know, man. It's like, how can you show so much love after somebody dies, but you did not show the same love when he was here?
Yeah.
You weren't saying that when he was still alive and breathing, but how can you say that? And they'll fight that shit to the end.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, he did it and then. But that's probably like worse than like 30-plus-year-olds being influenced by NBA Young Boys.
Yeah.
And these young cats.
You see a lot of it, too, now. A lot of it too. Now ain't nothing wrong with jamming to the music,
yeah,
or whatever. Hey, the young boys be bringing it now. Some of them be bringing it now.
But you gonna be inspired
to go do some
idol?
Dumb shit.
That's your idol now. Like,
yeah.
And we know people. We both know the same people that we talking about. We ain't gonna say no names. But that's gonna be. It don't make no sense.
Yeah.
It'd be like, bro, you really just idolizing somebody that's like 25 years younger than you. He the GOAT. He talking that. He preaching for you.
Like, you might see them. You know, you see them how they post their music on Facebook or some shit or Instagram. But they don't never be playing that OG shit. I just don't even understand.
It don't make no sense.
That, like you said, that inspires you.
That's what I'm saying. They
inspire whatever you doing. That inspires you.
If you that old and you still on some street shit as a 19, 20-year-old that's rapping.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with you.
It's called growth.
But like we said, ain't nothing wrong with liking somebody. Mm-mm. You ain't gonna tell me somebody that's 20, 25 years younger than you is your inspiration.
Because NBA Youngboy, he got some songs that I like.
Yeah.
I can't name them, but.
But he can rap. I know he rap. He's talented. Yeah. But I'm not calling him the GOAT.
Nah, he's
not. I'm saying he's my soundtrack. That's my life soundtrack.
You have to reach certain levels of success and stuff, in my opinion, to become the GOAT. You can't just become the GOAT because I say you're the GOAT.
See, that's what I was talking about.
Like Meek say, it's levels to this shit.
Nobody does anything now and they be labeling them the GOAT. It's like, what have they done?
They say Wayne is the GOAT. I disagree.
I disagree with that too.
I disagree.
Wayne is a talented rapper. No doubt about it. But is he the greatest of all time?
No.
I don't think so.
No. You would have to see what this person or these people consider a GOAT. You know what I'm saying? Do they have to have certain stats? Do they have to have certain status? You know what I'm saying? What's the criteria for them being labeled a GOAT?
I don't know, because you see so many people saying so many different people are the GOAT and then be like, what are you listening to? Like, I heard somebody say Future was the GOAT.
Nah.
Exactly. So you gonna sit there and explain to me how Future's the GOAT? You can't do it.
To put you on the spot, who would you consider a GOAT? If you had to just name somebody, like, you didn't have to put no thought into it, you know, just had to name somebody.
Just off top, I'll say Jay-Z.
Jay-Z?
Yeah.
Okay. And you would say that, why?
Because he has accolades.
Good.
He has done shit.
Yeah.
And is continuing to do shit.
Yeah.
And that was one of those rappers that is hating on because he's old.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because,
you know,
I saw a post that I definitely agree with on Twitter. I don't remember it word for word, but it was something to the effect of, how come every time Jay-Z do something or make a move, we think that it's a move for the black community?
Exactly.
We celebrate it like it's a move for the black community. You know what I'm saying? Like, we do.
Yeah, we do. Because, hey, guess what, though? He don't reach that status, that idol status. He don't did shit.
Yeah.
Don't mean, you know, that's not saying that what he's doing is for the... I don't like when people have one rapper.
And there's no necessarily just one GOAT either.
No, it's not.
No, there's a lot of GOATs. You know what I'm saying? But who I would say is a GOAT in rap would be Tupac.
Yes, I love Tupac.
He, because at one time, he was the culture.
Yeah.
He himself. You know what I mean?
And can I add something?
Yeah.
When I bring that up, I mentioned they talk about Biggie and Tupac. Biggie's better. He was like, I said, listen, let me tell you something. Tupac, until this day, his impact is undeniable.
Yeah.
They teach classes at universities off his poetry.
Yep.
Tupac impact was a million times stronger than Biggie Smalls. The legacy that he left.
All
if we're
facts.
Talking about facts.
Yep.
Not bullshit, not, you know, just like, oh, because he's from New York. No. Tupac was a more impactful artist and still is. They don't, you know what I'm saying? I'm not a big fan of Biggie. I love Biggie, though. But who would you choose, Biggie or Pac, as the better?
I would say, see, now I'm torn.
Exactly.
Because I like both.
So many variables.
You know what I'm saying? But if we're going to go with accolades and stuff, I would go with Pac. You know what I mean? But like I said, to me, Pac is a GOAT.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now, would they say, okay, what about Biggie? He's not a GOAT to me.
Because, you know, hey, what did we talk about just not a couple months ago? Because he died.
Yeah.
Is it because he died? Because as far as I'm concerned, I could pull up, what, about 3 Biggie albums?
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be it.
That's it.
How many days is it going to take you to go through Tupac stuff? It's going to take a while.
No, you ain't picking... you ain't going to pull up about 2 big albums.
Oh, that is true.
Yeah.
Official albums?
Yeah,
that's
two. Albums.
It is two.
Yeah.
See? There you go.
He didn't really get a chance to... But see, nobody worked like Pac.
No, not at all.
Man, Pac was a worker. Pac was a worker. If any rapper, up-and-coming rapper, singer... I don't give a damn what you did. If you work hard the way Pac worked hard toward his music, man, success has to be the ending of that story.
He has to be. He passed away in 96, right?
Yeah. Like, he was like 27 years old.
Till this day, he still has unreleased music.
Yeah. Yep.
Till this day.
Yep.
You can't say that about Big, but again.
And he had so much and.
In such little time.
Man.
That's the key word. Such little time. I already know what you're going to say. In such little time. He was 25.
Yeah, he was 25.
25 years old, bro.
Yep.
He wasn't even getting started.
Yep.
And that's why I'm like, man, I could just imagine how things would be if he was still here.
If he was still here.
Would it be a Jay-Z?
The way the world is now and everything that's going on in it, I think Pac would have the Black Panthers thriving.
Oh.
Now, my question to you is.
What's up?
Would you join?
The Black Panthers?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I just say I ain't that type of black dude.
Yeah, I'm not a good follower.
No, I couldn't do that.
I'm not a good follower.
I couldn't.
Now, I would support.
Exactly.
As long as we doing what we doing and it's on the up and up or whatever. But as far as me, like, falling in line, I just don't fall in line good.
Going to meetings, Black
I don't
Power
fall in line good. And you know,
don't eat that.
You know
brother.
Me, and we've worked together.
Yeah,
and you know the relationship with the supervisor. And you know, look,
hey, man, don't do it, G.
I don't follow directions. You know what I'm saying? Like, I will listen, but I just don't fall in line like that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't see myself as just a worker. Yeah, you might be a boss, but hey, I'm over here. I'm a boss too.
I can tell you why though. Peak game. Like our music shit when we met. What do you do? You lead.
Yeah.
And that's the difference between
people. That's the only thing I know how to do. You know what I mean? I just can't follow the line.
What people doing these days, not saying that they're not leaders or have the capability, they are a bunch of followers. Whatever's popping, that's what they're going to do. Whatever's popping, that's what they're going to say is cool. Yep. They might not even like that shit, but if the homeboy is with it, they got to. It's just how it is. People don't know how to lead because they so busy seeing other folks do shit.
And that's what we need, man. Especially from the youth. We need a lot more leaders. Because it's a lot of youthful leaders and they don't even know they leaders.
Exactly.
They leading a whole lot of people. And it's a whole lot of people depending on them for leadership. But they can't see it. If they could see it and recognize it, man, listen. Where we would be at right now, man.
I think what they think is important is not what's really important.
Yeah.
Do they know? They gotta know what they're leading.
Yeah.
They can't see it because they don't know.
And they always
stuck
wanna
in the times.
Shut the older people out. You know what I'm saying? That can show them some things. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes they'll listen. They'll soak it up or whatever, you know. But a lot of times they'll try to push you away, you know, because they feel like, I got this, I know what I'm doing, this, that, and the third, until they fall off.
Guess if we were just like that too. Just like that, the same way. But, you know, you can't be mad. But at the end of the day, all I know is this. Michael Jordan should be a logo of the NBA.
Yeah, man. We should not be having a Kobe discussion about being the logo. It should be Michael Jordan.
Is it because he died?
It should be Michael Jordan, man. Michael Jordan, man. Those 6 championship rings, man. Michael Jordan.
Listen.
Michael Jordan.
It don't matter.
Arguably make a case for LeBron Leroy James. I don't know if it's his middle name Leroy, but I just gave him that Leroy. With that nigga balling up there, Leroy. But yeah, man.
He's this generation.
We could argue Magic
hero.
Johnson.
Yeah, you could. But it depends on what era you came up with.
Yeah.
A lot of folks didn't see Michael play.
But I could see, you know what I'm saying, Michael Jordan being the logo.
Yeah, I could.
I know Michael Jordan ain't. He ain't studying that shit.
You know what they should do? They should give people a certain amount of years for it. Change it up, baby, you know.
Man, he got
15,
his money. He got his team. He got his white woman. He good, man.
A couple of them.
He ain't worried about that shit.
He ain't.
As long as they don't bother him with him and white women, he good.
Him and his white bitch.
Black History Month. Who is somebody you remember in school on every level now that they talked about?
Frederick Douglass, man. Frederick motherfucking Douglass.
At every level.
Thurgood Marshall.
Yep.
Harriet Tubman.
Yep, that's why I was gonna say
Martin Luther King Jr. Jr. And a little bit.
But who was your favorite? Who was you looking forward to hear from? Because, you know, sometimes you would hear, like, say, elementary, you start off in elementary, and then when you get to middle school, you'll hear about Martin Luther King, but you hear a little bit more, you know what I'm saying, some stuff you didn't know. Then, say, when you get to high school, then you'll hear a whole lot of shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just learned some new shit about Martin Luther King. No lie, no bullshit. Mm. And it shocked me, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't nothing bad or nothing, but I was like, damn, you know? Yeah, he was... I mean, I know he was normal. You know, he was a normal person. But what I learned made me realize he was really, really normal. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mine was, it was two people. Marcus Garvey, he always fascinated me. Okay. But they had so, it was always a small section in the textbook.
Yeah.
It was never no long thing. You'd be like, hey, this dude I want to hear about, it sounds like somebody we should be talking about more, but it wasn't. But then it was Malcolm X as well. But again, his was so small. It wasn't nothing compared to Martin Luther King.
I heard a little bit about Malcolm X. I think elementary, I'm not sure. But I know in middle school I heard about Malcolm X. You know, in high school I heard about Malcolm X. But I didn't learn about Malcolm X.
Till
I was an adult.
Yeah.
And I started reading books about Malcolm X. And that's when I really, really learned about Malcolm X. And I'm like, damn, you know, like you said, they didn't tell us none of this stuff.
And when I think about it, G, the more I think about it, and people my age can verify this, what they had to say about Malcolm X was very small and kind of negative. They made him seem like he was a bad but good person.
Yeah.
But then you have to, like you said, when you get out, you read the whole thing, it's like, oh, okay.
White people ran y'all out. They didn't tell us that white people firebombed your house, almost killed y'all. They didn't tell us that.
They didn't tell us nothing about that.
You know what I mean?
So. You learned about the Pilgrims and Native Americans.
Yeah.
How much did you learn about slavery?
Exactly.
We were watching Last Mohicans at school.
I don't even remember, honestly, checking the room out and seeing how the white people were reacting to some of the Black history stuff, you know, that used to go on in the classroom. I wish I could go back and just check out some of the reactions from some of them, from some of the stuff they learning, you know what I mean?
Listen, if they were told the real truth about what happened, slavery, the whole nine yards, I don't know how it really would play out.
Yeah, because
we weren't even taught.
I know, I had an incident in middle school. I damn near killed a white guy.
I shot one. And he's a cop now.
You know what? And that's crazy, man, because I could be around this person now and I don't even know. But anyway, make a long story short, he took my seat in the cafeteria, moved my lunch plate. I had got up to go get something, maybe some napkins or whatever. He moved my lunch tray and took my seat and called me a nigga. Mm. And I just remember blacking out and doing what I did. And they was, you know, telling me to let him go and this and that. Man, I was choking the life out of that boy, man. And they said I was smiling while I was doing it. So I ain't no telling what I was thinking. But yeah, man, when he crossed that line, man, he called me that word, man. That was in middle school.
Mine was in middle school. It was in sixth grade, 1999. I just moved to Georgia from Memphis. All Black school in Memphis. New school in Georgia had white people and Black people in the bed. He called me a nigga under his breath. I put my hand out and I slapped the shit out of him. Did it again, and I got sent to the principal's office. And when I told the principal what he did, you know what she told me?
What?
She said, Jamal, I understand, but that's not no reason to put your hands on somebody.
See? They tried to set you back 100 years with that bullshit.
And like I said, he's a police.
That's more than enough reason.
He's a cop now. He's a policeman.
More than enough reason to put your hands on somebody.
Because you see it more and more now. Black folks is knocking people out for that shit.
What
they should have been doing.
Yeah, that's not okay. I actually enjoy watching those videos. Get up Twisted to that camera, boy. Man, he called that man a boy like 2 or 3 times, bro. Man, that boy hit that. Look at me calling the boy. Man, hit that man. Listen.
He knocked the soul out of his ass.
Then first thing he holler is, what I do?
You know what? Let me ask you this.
What I do? I be trying to figure out, is that a brain injury that made you just forget what you just did?
No, because they so used to saying that shit and get away with it.
What I do?
What do you think about white people using the N-word?
That's a no-go.
I want to know why they are so hell-bent on knowing why they can't use it.
Because you would be wrong if you sat around and you said, you sat around and three white guys and you stayed and holler, yeah, these crackers.
I've done that and got in trouble.
You know what I mean? You'd be dead wrong for crackers. That.
Hey, man, you got to tell the damn man.
The same way. Yeah. And you should respect if they would want to put their hands on you for, you know, standing around disrespecting them. Same way you should if they standing around saying, yeah, nigga. You know, I know they're not going to get that many niggas out. No, that one ain't gonna
not
get
at all. Okay, well, as it is though. So, what about the black people that have these white folks around them that and they just letting
you? I don't understand that, and it's a lot of them too, man. It's a lot
it's
of them.
Too many of
it's
them.
It's cool
boxer.
To them. That shit's not cool.
I'm trying to figure out when that start.
Like they say, that's a non-starter for me. Can't do that one. And I'm not gonna disrespect you. You know what I mean? That's just like, you know, saying same thing with a woman. You sit around, hey, bitch. Who sits? I mean, not who sits around and talk like that. I know people do, but I'm just saying. Come on now, what do you expect back from speaking to somebody like that? You know what I'm saying? I don't get that.
I don't know, man. Do you feel like this generation, like the younger kids, do you think that we're at fault for how they?
Yeah.
Because I really do think that we are.
Yeah.
Because we have made them too comfortable with thinking that. The use of the word nigga that we throw around. Oh man, it's just a homie. I don't mean in a disrespectful way. Which, you know, in most cases, it is true.
Yeah.
It is true, but
it's just not allowable.
Yeah, it's just a principle, right?
And you just feel sorry for them because, you know, like,
they don't mean no harm.
This is the homie, but you can't do that. I have to slap you now.
Okay, have you ever been in a situation where a white dude has used the word and the music just stopped? Me and my homeboy Loco, he knows exactly what I'm talking about. We were at a party a little bit out of high school. We were smoking and drinking. He's freestyling, white boy freestyling, and he just starts saying nigga this, nigga that. Everybody just looked at him, and bro just you know what he said?
What'd
I do? He was just clueless. But he been around somebody that was allowing him
to do it. They allowed him to do it. Hey, see, you can't do that, man, because that'll turn into an ugly situation with some people. But like we're saying, some people will allow. I'm not one of those ones.
Not at all.
I'm not allowed.
Because
that.
This is how I look at it. You may get too comfortable around, but when you get mad, you're going to say that shit with the intent.
Yep.
And that's the main reason why we don't like it, because we can hear their intent when somebody say it and how they say it.
It's that nastiness.
Yeah, nigger.
It's a draw.
Yeah. But, okay, so they ask us if we can say it, why can't they? You think that black people should say it or should stop saying it? I've heard that argument.
Everybody have their own opinion about it. My opinion is we can say it.
Yeah.
We can say it. You know what I mean? Like, there's certain names that we could call each other.
Yeah.
Not like necessarily bad names or nothing like that, but just certain names we could call each other. It's okay. And then there's certain stuff we can't call each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, us as men, we shouldn't be calling each other bitches or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Lord. I don't even want to get started on that.
So, but I call you my dog. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. My bro, my whatever. So, that's how I feel about that.
Ain't no young thug shit. My baby is and all that shit.
No, not my heart. These not my hearts. My loves. That's what I mean. My loves. I mean, but that's cool. You know, he got his own language that he want to speak.
I guess.
You know what I mean? That's another thing, man. We get too homophobic about stuff. You know what I mean? I don't see no problem with it. He could call them his loves, my dates.
It just don't.
You know what I'm saying? It just changed it up.
It's still, you know, not normal. You know, we young, but we ain't young. Like, I don't think he young like that. I just ain't used to it, I guess. That's not how we rock.
And that's probably how he described his people for a long time.
Yeah, you know, that's just not how.
And
we right.
So to our naked ear, it's like whoa,
hold up, nigga.
He called him what?
His,
you know what I'm saying?
Loves.
You know what I mean? But in his world, in his, you know what I'm saying, where they do their thing, it's different. It means different.
You think us old heads, since we are considered old, we think we too homophobic when it comes to the young.
Yeah, we be too sensitive. Be too sensitive. We got to realize that times have changed. You know what I mean? They don't wear the same thing we used to wear.
Nah.
Although we might not agree with it. They don't look the way we used to look. Although we might not agree with it. But times have changed. The culture has changed. You know what I mean? So
just like
we just have
it changed
to
with
accept
us.
It.
Just like it changed with us when our parents were the same age looking at us. It's just our turn, right?
Yeah.
It's our turn to be like, what the hell are you doing?
Think about the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Man, niggas used to wear tight bell bottoms and stuff.
You seen the Isley Brothers?
When we moved into the 80s and the 90s, it got baggy. 2000s, real baggy.
Yeah.
Now, late 2000s,
start going back
to tightness.
To the tight,
and now we all panicking. Man, look at the jeans. Look at the jeans. Okay, yes, it's cool. You talking shit, you making jokes, but just to be serious about it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Us as older guys, OGs as they call us sometimes, we be a little bit too sensitive on that tip.
Yeah, because I think that we are stuck on thinking that this is our way, you gotta go our way.
Yeah.
But then, like I said,
we stuck
always
in the 90s, baggy dickies.
We always forget that, man. We had to do our own thing too.
Yeah, you know how they used to be in the West Coast videos.
Yeah.
We stuck on that shit.
With the 90s bop.
Yeah, but you know, shit has moved on, you know what I mean? They dressing different, they sounding different.
They doing a lot of different shit.
Yeah. But that my opinion about their music. Yeah. A lot of it is trash.
It's trash.
A lot of it is trash, man. It's just beats. You know what I'm saying? It be beats. But far as like content and lyrics, shit be trash. But beats be hard as fuck. These young producers, they hard as fuck.
It's probably at the all-time high.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them out there. But when you come, if you're talking to somebody like us about some rapping, about some music, and we listen to what you're saying, well, you better be saying some shit.
Exactly.
I have never paused a song like, oh, what did he say? Let me run that back. It just has that because they saying the same shit. My bus to have my
I use a lot of it like for motivation. Now, when I say motivation, I'm talking about motivation to take my ass into work. You know, to have a beat playing.
Oh,
you know,
ain't
shit
influence,
like that.
Influence.
Oh, but no. Nah, I ain't influenced on that tip. But yeah, man, I like to listen to it, man. I, you know, when I'm working, when I'm doing certain things, I'm cutting grass or something, I throw on something, you know what I'm saying?
Because the beats be popping though.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you. Them new producers,
they going in. Producers,
yeah, man. I'm
even
talking
a
about
lot of them sound the same, but
a lot of them self-taught, man.
Yeah.
That's the crazy part. You know what I'm saying? You think about some of the older producers, they paid all that money at these different schools and all this kind of
exactly.
stuff. But these young ones coming up, man, they got all these new programs.
Technology.
Yeah, and they just going on YouTube and they learning. Me, I'm one myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm a self-taught producer. But yeah, man, these young guys, they doing it, man. But yeah, but us older guys, OGs, you know, whatever, we need to lighten up sometime. You know what I'm saying? We need to lighten up sometime. It's not all about the past, you know what I'm saying? We in the present. Moving toward the future.
That is true. And it's gonna keep on changing. So it's not like we can just like you said. You said the best. We holding on to the past, man.
Yeah,
we stuck in time frame.
You gotta make those adjustments.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be good at that.
Yeah.
Supposed to be good at making them adjustments.
You're supposed to.
But we be stuck. You know what I'm saying?
But I'll be damned if I'm telling you that a 17-year-old is my inspiration. And he's speaking my life.
Yeah.
I'll be damned.
Yeah, man, like, shit, you got them old guys, they be calling themselves shiesty, because who's shiesty?
Are you shitting me?
Man, niggas 50 years old, I'm Randall Shiesty. Nigga, ain't no motherfucking Randall Shiesty.
What the hell? I don't understand that shit, man. You know what?
E. Ernest Shiesty.
I never understood that shit, no matter what age. I never understood that, let me call myself a name of a popular rapper.
Leroy Shiesty. Why stop?
Leroy Shiesty Green Jr.
Yeah, man, these be old niggas, man. They
niggas need to act their age. That's all we saying.
Niggas call niggas 40 years old saying young.
Young Leroy.
Yeah, you not young no more, bro.
Young Bartholomew.
You not young no more, bro.
You got an old ass name talking about you. Young, young Bartholomew Jr. Bartholomew.
Young Samuel.
No
man.
And that's true though. We just speaking facts.
Yeah, I mean, some people gonna be young for the rest of their lives, man. You know, mentally. In their minds.
Yeah, mentally.
In their minds, you know. Like, sometimes, you know, like a lot of women, they tell me that I'm a young old nigga. I get told I'm a young old nigga. I accept that.
I ain't gonna lie, you are, but not in the way that when you say it, not in that way. You act your age, but you know every, you know what I'm saying? You keep yourself updated.
That's
the difference. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But you still you and your age.
I'm still pawpaw, but I'm not gonna be young though.
Lil G.
Nah, that's what I meant to say. Not young, Lil. Yeah.
Not Lil.
Not young. That they be calling themselves Lil.
Yeah,
how the hell you still Lil? You 48 years old.
Lil Tune Tune.
Lil David.
Lil
David? How old are you?
About to be 49. 49.
The fuck?
49?
Yeah. Damn, Lil, I didn't mean young. It's Lil.
Lil OG baby.
No motherfucking Lil no more.
Nah, that's
you
true.
You are going by David.
There's a lot of niggas out there like that. A lot of old niggas trying to act like they 20-something.
Yeah.
Dress like they 20-something.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, man. Leave that shit for them young folks.
Ain't nothing wrong with, you know, dressing, you know, up to par. You know what I'm saying? If you 50, you know, they expect you to be in your slacks. You know what I'm saying?
Dockers.
But you ain't got to put that on. You know what I'm saying? Put you some nice jeans on, some nice shirt on.
But, bruh, if you 50 and half your ass is hanging out.
Yeah,
and your pants has the belt buckled down to your thigh muscles.
Yeah,
you need to get your ass whooped.
Yep.
That's unacceptable. I don't care.
But like I said, man, a lot of people, they be drinking out that fountain of youth, man. They gonna be young forever in their mind. The outside is gonna be looking what it's supposed to look, but in their mind, you know what I mean, they gonna be young. They gonna continue to do young shit, good or bad. You know, they're just gonna be young.
That is true. Shit.
But who don't wanna be young forever?
Exactly. I think they might be a little envious of how young kids
are. No, we really just wanna learn what we need to know and just stay young forever. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, true.
If you could stay an age, what age would you wanna stay? You know what I mean? Like, if you could stay this age forever.
I would say about 26.
26?
26. That was 26. I wouldn't go no younger than that.
I would say about 23.
That's a good number too. I remember them days.
I stayed 23. Even though nothing good was going on in my motherfucking life at 23, but I'm just saying.
That's a good young age though.
Yeah, I would stay, you know what I'm saying? I'd be done learn a lot of shit and know everything that I know now at 23. You know what I'm saying? I'd be a hell of a dude. If I know everything I know now when I was 23.
I just get drunk as hell and wake up in the morning and not feel nothing be wrong.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
That 20, nah, I feel you. That's a good number though.
Yeah, I'd be 23.
I wouldn't go below 20.
Nah.
Honestly.
Nah, I don't want to be no, I wouldn't want to stay a teenager. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
Forever.
Dude.
It'd be rough being a teenager, man. I don't give a damn what era you come from. It's rough being a teenager, man.
Teenagers, that's probably the worst years of your life.
Yeah, when you hit them 20s, you know what I'm saying? Man, teenager, man, you experience so much, man, especially with them heartbreaks and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That shit that really, really affects you.
Yeah. And you think that's how life's going to be.
How it's going to be, not. You know what I'm saying?
It's not. You be disappointed as a motherfucker.
I'm talking about off your first girlfriend. Your
you
heart
think that's
gonna
be
torn.
Forever.
You hate women. You know what I'm saying? You didn't know you just got all these mixed ass emotions and shit. Like you said, you thinking that this is how it's always gonna be.
This is how it's always gonna be.
It's all, my relationship's gonna always end like this and shit like
Kathy?
That.
Kathy? You don't love me anymore?
That shit rough being a teen, man. Shit rough being a teen.
Yeah, that was to say, I still miss being a teen, but I wouldn't go back.
I do too. I don't regret anything I did as a teen.
I do.
I from my actions of being a teen, being a teenager, you know, caused me to get incarcerated and learn a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? So I don't regret that. You know what I mean? I never sat around and said, man, I wish I was out there. I mean, I did, you know, say I wish I was out there, but I didn't never dwell on it. Like, man, I always took responsibility and said, you know, this what happened. Cause I did whatever.
Yeah, but you know, we wouldn't be who we is today.
Exactly.
If none of them shits happened.
Yep.
Now, it don't matter what somebody say. If I go back, I change this. I wouldn't do that, man, because you wouldn't be the same person right now.
It was all a part of my screenplay, and it ain't over with. You know what I mean? It's all part of
that. It's a hell of a screenplay. Yep. It's getting rewritten every day.
Well, this one has been written, wrote, and done. Mad Minds.
Ballin' G.
2021.